Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel your breathing in your body. Focus your attention there. Then ask yourself if it feels comfortable. If long breathing feels good, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can change. Make it longer, shorter, faster, slower, deeper, more shallow, heavier or lighter. See what combination of breathing styles fits for the body right now. We've come here to do good. They call it making merit, but it's actually creating goodness. Because we realize that there are people that we're indebted to. People who are still alive, like our parents, people who passed away. Without their help, we wouldn't have survived. If we'd been born and just were allowed to just lie there, we'd die pretty soon. Somebody had to take care of us. We weren't easy to take care of, crying all hours of the day and night, always hungry, always making messes. There's somebody there to look after us. That's why we are where we are now. It's not just our parents, our teachers, other people who've helped us know what's good in life. We should have some gratitude for them. As the Buddha said, gratitude is a sign of a good person. It shows that you appreciate the goodness that other people went to. You appreciate the goodness that other people created for you. And you realize it required a lot of effort on their part. And they had the choice. They could have chosen not to care for you, but they saw that it was worth it. So you want to make it worth their while by making your life a good life. Be a person who's generous, be a person who's virtuous, and have goodwill for all beings. Resolve in the fact that you don't want to harm anybody. You're going to look for happiness in a way that doesn't harm you, doesn't harm anybody else. That means you're going to be responsible. Means you're going to have to train your mind, like we're doing right now. Give it one thing to think about and just stay with that one thing. Other thoughts that come into the mind, you can let them go. Stay with this one thing. And then as the mind settles down, it gets more solid, more secure. It becomes a mind that you can trust more. Otherwise, it's running around here and there. If it's out of your control, what are you going to be able to control in your life? You got to learn how to control your mind, so that you can rely on it. And then when you've created some goodness inside like this, then you think of people who benefited you in the past, and you dedicate the merit to them. Wherever they are, may they be happy. For people who are still alive, you try to respond and you're good to them in return. For people who have passed away, you dedicate the merit. And then you make it worth their while. After all, they went to all that trouble to make you a person, so you have to make yourself a good person. So you can see that it was worth all the difficulties they went to. So work on your own virtue. Or become a generous person. You would have things that you can share and be willing to share them. You realize that by sharing, you create an inner quality in your mind that makes your mind more spacious. It's like living in a big house. Much better than living in a narrow, confined house. You have more space. Be a person who's virtuous. Don't lie, don't kill, don't cheat. Stay away from ways of behavior that you wouldn't like people to do to you. And finally, develop a mind of goodwill, a heart of goodwill, wishing for the well-being of all. That way you can be more confident that when you deal with other people that you don't like, you'll still treat them well. If you treat other people poorly, no matter how badly they've been behaving in the past, if you behave badly, it's going to become your karma. So for your own protection, spread thoughts of goodwill to all. Yes, if people passed away, then you dedicate the merit to them. Just say, may they know that I've done this good thing and I'm dedicating it to them. And if they appreciate it, then it becomes their merit. That makes them happier. And it's in this way that we create goodness from within, and then it spreads around. Of course, the goodness we create from within depends on having learned about goodness from other people, both from what they teach us and from their own example. So it's a goodness, it's a process of sharing. Share your goodness. Because goodness that you try to keep to yourself doesn't become goodness anymore. But you realize that you're here, you've depended on the work of a lot of people. That you're here as a human being, living in relative comfort. So appreciate the efforts that they made to provide you with a good place to be, a good place to live, make you a good person. And then prove to them that it was worth their while, both by being having gratitude in return and showing that gratitude, both in the way you treat them and the way you treat the world at large. It's in this way that the human world becomes a good place to live.